Hello, everybody, and welcome to TXHGB.com's Crash the Boards podcast. The only podcast in the state of Texas covering Texas high school girls basketball in depth. I'm your host, Nick Alvarado, the owner of TXHGB.com. We appreciate you guys tuning in on this Thursday morning. If you are listening to us, this is when it comes, because this is when the podcast is coming out. Thursday morning. So, it's been a while since we recorded a Crash the Boards podcast. We apologize. But definitely, we are coming to, we're definitely going to work our best to provide you more and more content on this pod as we aim to, you know, build it up and make it better. So, we mentioned prior to the season starting that, you know, there's going to be a lot of content behind a paywall this year. And so far, we've been definitely making that statement true. So, if you haven't already, if you're listening to this podcast, that is because you are a TXHGB subscriber. We appreciate your support. Now, we ask that you recommend a friend, tell a friend, let them know what they're missing out on. There's going to be a lot of content like this throughout the season. This is only week two, so they're not too late to the party yet. So overall, it's really going to be some really good content over the course over this weekend here. But what a weekend it is when it comes to girls basketball across the state. As we take a look at in-season tournaments coming up for this weekend. So if you're not at a tournament this weekend, first off, what are you doing? And second, we'll give you a pass if you're at a football game. But I feel like tournaments are better than football games, to be honest with you. So, just my thoughts and opinion on that here. So, the big thing to talk about this week is tournaments. Tournaments are back after not having any last year, and definitely it's something that we missed. It's something that's been a very hot minute of, it's something we had at a very hot minute, and definitely we're going to be rusty with this tournament scoreboard, so I will say that. If you are new to being a subscriber, and if you don't know how the way we work our coverage for tournaments, so we have a big old tournament scoreboard on a website right now. It is the in-season tournaments. You'll see brackets. You'll see a brackets image on the website, and you say in-season tournament brackets for November 11th through the 13th. That's what that is, the big scoreboard that we build and make across the weekend, and we build and work hard on all weekend. We sweat and labor hard. I will say, sweat and label hard for your scores. So, the big thing for it's really a cool thing, neat thing to have overall. But overall, it's a very cool thing to keep track of as we get things rolling from across the state when it comes to tournaments, because tournaments are a big part of the basketball community. If you didn't know that already, but we have a one-stop shop for everything. Tournament scores throughout the weekend. We're going to be busy talking about this. So what we're going to do, we're going to preview every single tournament that we have information about. If you do not have if you're hosting, taking part, going to a tournament, please send us a photo of the brackets to us. You can tag us on Twitter. Send us through Facebook message, Instagram. Let us know, and we will post it up onto the website, and let other people know that hey, we got other tournaments, also. So we're gonna do our best to spread the word about other tournaments as well. But right now we got a very big week up ahead of us here. So in case you didn't know, we are in Austin. We're recording this live from our undisclosed location at a hotel. Undisclosed hotel, because they're not a sponsor. come on now, get with the program. So definitely, we're definitely gonna let you guys know that hey, here's what you're gonna do. So the way we're gonna format this is we're gonna go each tournament by tournament and preview some teams to watch, highlights and key players, and matchups you need to watch out for when it comes to the tournament, because they could potentially be de facto championship games. They could be having some implications in terms of the rankings, etc., etc. And overall, we're really excited that we finally have tournaments. And by the way, speaking of tournaments, hospitality room spreads are back. Heck yeah. So definitely, hospitality rooms are back and back with the vengeance. I love it. So, previewing tournament number one here. And of course, it's the tournament we are at. It is the Austin Bowie Beautiful Classic. It is sponsored by Kendra Scott. A definite must attend tournament if you are a big school basketball fan. So for this weekend, we are big school snobs. So our schedule will be nothing but big school teams here overall. So our coverage schedule is already out at the time of podcast being published. So we're definitely going to be looking forward to giving you guys some information from across the state and tournaments this weekend. So in Austin, it's the big one. Right now, we have 32 teams in this tournament. It is a consolation. So you could go 0-2 and not get another game in. That's crazy. So definitely, it depends on how you do. You don't want to go 0-2 drop. That's one thing for sure there. But I think they format it in the way to where you don't have to go 0-2 drop or 1-1 drop when it comes to the winner bracket. So definitely we'll have the scoreboard up on our tournament hub for the Austin Bowie tournaments. For those who don't know, we have a full page of the Austin Bowie tournaments on the website. On the menu, you'll see where it says tournaments, and you can be able to see where you could find a lot of the tournament scoreboards from across the state. And then of course we are spotlighting Austin Bowie as a whole. So we are definitely going to be looking forward to giving you guys some content when it comes to this tournament here. So what should we expect for Austin Bowie this year? So this tournament is loaded. Absolutely loaded. So definitely by my count here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So 12 teams are ranked inside the TXHGB.com poll. So we are definitely have a loaded field, a big time loaded field for this tournament. And it's showing so far. So definitely we are looking forward to covering this event here. So some teams to watch. If you want to keep track, here we're going to be going each by halves. So the top half, it's the Duncanville half. So the top half, a lot of ranked teams in that top half for sure. So the big ones you probably need to look out for, of course, Duncanville, they exist. But San Antonio Reagan in the bottom half, in the bottom of the bracket in that Duncanville half. And they open up with Victoria East at 10 a.m. at Austin Aikens. So definitely we're going to be keeping our eye out for Reagan this year. And If they win, if they will get the winner of Spring Branch Memorial and Harker Heights, and that's gonna be a little bit a pretty good solid game there, over there also at Aikens, at 8:30 in the morning. So, but also Hardin Jefferson is in this half. Hardin Jefferson, Ashlawn Jackson, Kendall Snead. They open up with Cedar Park, Vista Ridge. It was who's been playing some really good solid basketball right now. Currently 2-0, which Vista Ridge already has a win against Bowie as well. So definitely a intriguing matchup for sure, but definitely probably that's probably be a big game to look out for in the top half of that bracket. So some teams to watch. Of course, we mentioned between Hardin Jefferson, we got Ashlawn Jackson, Kendall Snead in that portion as well. Schertz Clemens, Asia Proctor, pure score against Round Rock. Probably Schertz Clemens is an underrated team, I think, in this tournament. Probably a dark horse in this tournament field. And of course, not a whole lot of love is given to Asia Proctor and Schertz Clemens this year. But I think with this tournament, a whole lot of people are going to know the name Asia Proctor. Definitely coming when it comes to the tournament time. If they do make a deep run, I think it's because of the play of Asia Proctor for sure. Now, so definitely also Langham Creek. And I've mentioned this to many people already. Langham Creek is the number one contender to compete with DeSoto and Duncanville in Region 2. I really do think that's a possibility here. They could potentially see Duncanville in the quarters of this tournament. But first, they have to go through a Cedar Ridge team who just took one to the chin on Tuesday. I believe they played Pflugerville Hendrickson, if memory serves. But Langham Creek, keep an eye out for them. We're going to keep our eye out for them too. If both Langham Creek and Round Rock Cedar Ridge meet, it'll be in the round of 16, potentially in the afternoon session. But I am hoping that game happens. I really am hoping that game happens so we can get a look at how these two teams are and look and feel. But however, keep an eye out for Langham Creek. I do think they're going to be a really good solid program this year, and I do think they might be a little bit better without Kaylee Perkins. I really do think so. So keep an eye out for Langham Creek this year. So, and Spring Branch Memorial, look, they already got two good wins under their belts. They were actually three good wins. They're 3-0, so they're coming into this tournament 3-0. They played two last week, this past weekend, and then of course they picked up a win on Tuesday. So going up against 3-0 there as well. So Spring Branch Memorial, they got some very sharp shooters that I think, and potentially this could be a solid year for them to make a deep run. Keep an eye out for them in the Houston area. I do think they're going to make some noise. They're in that Cypress Creek, Jersey Village district in Region 3. But overall, keep an eye out. I do think that they're going to make some noise in Houston this year. Moving on to the bottom half. Of course, it's a little bit less ranked teams to deal with here, because in this bottom half here, you do got a matchup between two ranked teams in the TXHDB.com poll. So it makes five ranked teams in this bottom half, including Cedar Park, number one in 5A. Austin High, we have them ranked eighth in 6A. Manville, the 5A ranked team, the 16th ranked team in 5A, and then Cibolo Steel, 16th ranked team in 6A there. So that's probably a big game, very big game for sure. I can tell you, we will be there. We will be attending that game at Austin High. So keep an eye out for this game. I do think it could pave the way for somebody to potentially make it to the quarters. However, the winner of this game will potentially be facing against Austin High, who have the Reed twins, Chantel and Aubrey. They are studs. They are really good solid players for Austin, for the Lady Maroons here. For Manville, So far, so good for Manville. I don't. They haven't lost yet. I believe they're 2-0 or 3-0. I have to look and see, but definitely a team you should probably keep an eye out for, as this will be a solid game here to keep track of as well. So 2-0 for Manville there, and Steele, who just took one to the chin to Laredo United South, which I think will give a new, different perspective upon this game. You know, how does Steele respond with the loss on the road? Manville's looking good right now. So, I think this is going to be a very intriguing matchup to look out for here. Definitely, how does that affect them mentally? And hopefully, it doesn't affect them physically in a way, too. So, they've been on a bus quite a bit so far this week as well. We could potentially be seeing a round of 16 matchup between Austin Westlake and Cedar Park. That could be a really good game. A very good game to look out for. We'll keep tabs of that. Clark and Boswell. Clark is really reliant on their defense, but they do have the playmaking ability to score on you. So they're definitely a team you should probably keep an eye on. Another dark horse in the tournament is San Antonio Clark. Ariana Roberson. She had 21 points in their win last night as they picked up a win as well. So definitely keep an eye out for Clark. I do think they're a potential dark horse in this one as well. And then Pflugerville against Brandeis, I think it's another underrated matchup as well. So keep an eye out for Pflugerville. We have them ranked 10th in 5A at the moment. And then Brandeis, another solid program in San Antonio as well. So really good teams from San Antonio making their way up here from Austin as well. So, Laredo United picked up a really good win against Harlingen on Tuesday. And Laredo so far have been impressive. They've been racking up some pretty good wins. I mean, United ISD is looking really good so far. So shout out to Laredo, and definitely we'll keep an eye on it for them in the near future. So there is your Austin Bowie tournaments, and the Rinder will be there to cover it all for you from first tip to the last buzzer on our social media feed at TXHGB on Twitter, and we have it all up on our website at TXHGB.com. Follow, stay tuned for the website for coverage all weekend long from this tournament, including, you know, daily recaps on articles, and then of course we're going to have a little bit of video that we're going to try to push out as well to you guys. So definitely lots of cool content coming up in the works this weekend. So we go to Austin, to the Metroplex. We're talking the Mavs Falls Classic. It's a long week. It's been a long 3 days, guys. So the Mavs Fall Classic at Frisco, hosted by Frisco ISD. 16 teams. And definitely a very tough tournament here. Another tournament to be on the bucket list for many people, including us. We are going to try to aim to go to this tournament next year. So the Falls Classic in Frisco looks like this. This is a 16-team tournament. So you have 8 teams on each half, of course. So the top half looks like this. Legacy against Prosper. Liberty against Skyline. McKinney North and Red Oak. And Cedar Hill against Denton Geyer. Now, Cedar Hill, it's going to be a tough matchup for Denton Geyer, I think. You know, you do lose quite a bit from last year, but Cedar Hill's been, it's tough, and they're definitely going to bring their A game this tournament, so keep an eye out for them. And we're going to definitely be seeing a regional 5A Region 2 preview in McKinney North and Red Oak. I'm interested to see what that does for in terms of the regional ranking race in 5A. So right now, since y'all are subscribers. McKinney North, we have them regionally ranked 10th, and Red Oak is regionally ranked 4th. So this will be a key game in terms of regional rankings if you're an aficionado of regional rankings. So this will be an interesting game to look out for when it comes to these, when it comes to having regional rankings input. So a key data point here. Fiscal Liberty pick against Skyline. Now Skyline took one to the chin to Plano East, but Plano East played their A game on this past weekend there. So Liberty, of course, they took one to the chin on their season opener against South Grand Prairie, but that's a good South Grand Prairie team who really kept it close against Duncanville on Tuesday. So that's going to be really intriguing to see as well. So overall, I mean, the Legacy, pure scoring team, you know, did have some playmaking abilities as well. I believe Savannah Catalan's still on the roster. She's still at Legacy as well. Prosper, you know, I would say this about Prosper. Nothing bad. If Prosper can make a deep run in this tournament, in either side, from consolation or championship side of the bracket, you might have to look at Prosper as being a dark horse in their district. They're in a district with, I believe they're in a district with Allen Plano. That sounds about right, I think. Somebody might correct me and say, that's wrong. So definitely keep an eye out for Prosper, I think. They're a little bit of a dark horse sleeper in the top half as well. But if they can string some wins together in this tournament, I think they're going to be a dangerous team to watch in come district play. In the bottom half of this tournament, so Braswell's taking on Homeschool, Dallas Thunder, Plano John Paul II, and this is a really good Plano John Paul II team. They're playing a really good ball, and they play Amarillo High, and then Timberview is facing off against Monterey, and then Monterey from Lubbock, and then of course Frisco Memorial taking on against Little Elm here. And we'll get to that game in a moment, but first I want to touch upon this. Monterey is good. Monterey is good, and the reason why they're good is because they are healthy. This is a healthy Monterey team that is playing some really good basketball early. Now, I don't want to see, you want to start great, but I just hope this is not the peak for Monterey. I just hope this is not the peak because, you know, injuries can happen anytime, you know. This is a tournament, so you might be able to. The injury frequency is a little bit higher than a regular season game, because you're stringing X amount of games in 3 days, and it's gonna be. The wear and tear starts to show a little bit. You might see cramping a whole lot this weekend. Whichever tournament you're gonna be attend, you might see cramping, a little bit of stingers here and there. I think that's. This is going to be a little bit of a test for some players when it comes to their health and condition as well when it comes to tournaments. Timberview, a traditional perennial power in 5A. We all know about them, what Coach Kit Kyle Martin has done. Monterey has been attracting a lot of buzz in the Lubbock area with their freshman standout, Elia Chavez, and Andir Post, Kelly Mora, who's been, you know, she was sidelined last year from an ACL injury. And of course, we know everyone's raving about Elia Chavez. You know, I know she's been getting a national attention, and with her national individual rank, and rightfully so. You know, she dropped 32 on Tuesday against Lubbock Estacado on the road, and really, you know, that's all you need to know for Monterey is those two players as well. So definitely. We'll keep an eye out for this game. I do think this is going to be an intriguing game for sure. If Monterey can pull out the win, you know, I think it starts with those two, with both Mora and Chavez being pure scorers for the team. Now, we mentioned Plano John Paul II. They picked up some really good wins including, I believe they played Winsboro. So I have to look at my scoreboard sheet from last week. Yes, so Plano John Paul II beat 3A number 5 of Winsboro by 12 last week on this past Saturday, 57-45. And then since then, they have been recording some really good wins. I've been really impressed with Plano John Paul II and how they have been playing so far to get here. So far, I'm keeping up for John Paul II. I do think they're a true sleeper in this tournament tour because, you know, they're private school. But at the same time, you know, can't get your hopes up if you're playing a private school. You know, this is a really good Plano John Paul II team who I think might be in the top 5 and 6A taps. Keep an eye out for that team. And Amarillo High, this is going to be, well, they opened up the season with a nice win against Nazareth. And, you know, this will be a test to see how they will look so far, you know, when they face Metroplex opposition. So keep an eye out for Amarillo High. If they fall to John Paul II, I do see them making a run into the consolation bracket. But we'll see what happens on 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. And, of course, Braswell, a lot of recruiting buzz has been talked about at Braswell. Alyssa Williams, I believe that's what it is, Melissa Williams, who I believe she is going, she probably has signed to Ohio State. And, of course, you know, I saw them at ACU team camp this past summer, and their guard play, I think, is what really stood out the most outside of their post. You know, she's a really good post, really good post player, but also the guards. The guards have some pretty salty guards, I think, and in that district with Denton Geyer and Little Elm, I do think that district, they have a pretty good shot of taking district. I really do think that can happen. So, Desmond Braswell, I think, will keep an eye out for them. They're going to be really salty come in 6A Region 1, in a wide open 6A Region 1 also. So there's your Frisco ISD tournament preview. And again, lots of great games in the Metroplex in this tournament. A lot of the games at in this tournament are at Frisco Liberty. The championship will be at the Comerica Center. It used to be called the Dr. Pepper Arena. Back in the day, it's not. I believe it's the Comerica Arena or Center or one or the other, but. But where the Texas Legends play, so definitely check that out there at Dynasty for the championship there. So check it out. Really good basketball being played, and the tournament starts at 4:30 p.m. there. How about we go to another Metroplex tournament? We're talking about Burleson Centennial. This is actually an underrated tournament, under the radar tournament, and we're gonna see a lot of good teams in this tournament here too. Nick, what do you talk about? Who's in this tournament? So Burleson Centennial is bringing in Joshua, who is playing really good. Waco Midway, Midlothian, of course, Argyle Liberty Christian, North Crowley, Royce City and Keller, Burleson Centennial, of course, and then Lake Dallas, Austin Vandegrift, Waco La Vega, Lubbock Coronado, and Lake Travis are on this tournament as well. So overall, this is a, like we mentioned, underrated, under the radar tournament. You know, if you're not interested in Austin, if you're not interested in the Frisco ISD, go to this one. Go to Burleson Centennial. You'll get your money's worth. I guarantee it. So, this is a tournament where really, you know, anything can happen. So, we mentioned Joshua off the top. Joshua's been playing really good. And I do think that people are going to sleep on him in this top half of the bracket. Because the top half is loaded. You have Joshua, Waco Midway, North Crowley, Liberty Christian, West City, and Keller, all in that top half. Really good teams in that top half. And by the way, Royce City and Keller, that is a game at 12:30. Really good game. Really good game. We're going to have our eyes on Keller. On Keller this year. They picked up a really nice win on Tuesday, as Keller picked up a win against Arlington Martin. A handily victory against Arlington Martin, 63-21. A rare victory like that. And then Royce City is so far undefeated, 2-0 so far to begin the year there for Royce City. Now keep an eye out for this program, to this game. I do think whoever wins this game has a pretty good shot of going to the championship game. However, North Crowley might have a say about that. Our guy Liberty Christian might have a say about that as well. Mako Midway is. Right now, Waco Midway do have, some news. Mako, as Coach Salida Wimbush comes in from Waco Midway, she brought post Christine Iwula in. Now, she is right now ineligible to play. It's kind of like the same thing what happened with Hannah Gusters from Duncanville to Irvin MacArthur situation. This is very similar. So, right now, she's waiting to be cleared from the district executive committee to be played. Right now, she is ineligible. So, this is definitely an issue to keep an eye out on. Potentially, it can go to the state executive committee upon her eligibility, potentially, because she in a few people's eyes, she may have moved for athletic purposes. And, of course, UIL brings the hammer down for players who have moved for athletic purposes. It's going to be interesting to see right now, because Waco Midway is without Christine Wula. She's being sidelined right now due to eligibility issues upon the transfer. So this is definitely going to be an interesting topic to watch as the season progresses here, and definitely, I think, in this tournament. But overall, keep an eye out for Waco Midway, though. I still think they're going to be a pretty salty team this year. And we mentioned Joshua. Belton might be improved under new head coach Eric Regier as well. So keep an eye out for this top half. It's really loaded when it comes to this tournament as well. Now, bottom half of this bracket, of course, you have Lake Dallas, a top 10 team in 5A in the TXHGB rankings. Return everybody from last year. And recently, I believe this will be their season openers as well. We haven't received any scores from them in terms of this past week and on Tuesday. And then of course you have Waco La Vega, a really good team right now so far in 4A. We have them ranked, they're inside the top 5 in our poll in 4A. No, they got Austin Vandegrift. Austin Vandegrift did I believe they have a really good player, Skywark. Who's a really good salty player. I believe she dropped 32 over the weekend. So definitely, they do have scoring threats. They are going to be good, if O'Rourke is left unguarded. So that's going to be a big threat too. And then Lubbock Coronado. Let's also say this about Lubbock Coronado. Overall, across the board, Lubbock ISD is improved a lot. Lubbock Coronado do have a really good inside-out game. I forget the point guard's name who dropped 26 this past Tuesday. But Kai Smith, a really talented post player. She's gonna be really good. She's really good. She is not a bad player at all. But the one thing I want to see from Kai Smith is continually being consistent. At times, it's going to be hard as well. The point guard's name, Jaslyn Brathwaite. She just dropped 24 points in a upset win against Plainview, as Coronado won by 3, 70-67 on Tuesday on the road. So, Coronado's going to be really good. That's let's not deny that, but they're not going to be pretty salty program, you know, here. And they face an athletic Waco La Vega team who is also a pretty good team as well. So we know about Waco La Vega. You know, they've had a great summer. They've been playing lots of great ball, and I do think they can make some noise in Region 3, and they can compete with Hard and Jefferson. This is going to be a interesting tournament. You know, Coronado opens with Lake Travis. Lake Travis, you know, this is going to be a very intriguing matchup. You know, the guard matchup I'll probably give to Lake Travis. The post matchup will probably get to Lubbock Coronado. I don't think Lake Travis have that all dominating inside post and I do think that's where Coronado will get gain the advantage in terms of both offensive and defensive rebounds. Now, for Lake Travis, of course, we mentioned the guards. It starts with Raven Boswell, and it really does start with her as well. So. If the guards can be aggressive and get Kai Smith at the foul trouble, I do think it's a matchup that Lake Travis can win here. For Coronado, it's going to be all about post, you know, establishing an inside-out game. And keep an eye for this bottom half there, Vandergriff against Lake La Vega and Coronado against Lake Travis. I do think that those two games could give the winners of those two games potentially a championship game appearance in this tournament here. But also Lake Dallas is also exist in that bottom half of the bracket there as well. So this is a weird format tournament. So it's a true I would call it a true consolation, because all of the quarterfinal losers go to the silver bracket, and if you're in the bronze bracket, you know, you lost your first game out your first game. So this is like so the losers have a different consolation bracket. If you lose your first game, and then if you win one and then you lose one, then you're going to be in a bronze, even the silver bracket, if that makes sense there. But yeah, but of course, if you lose in the semis, you'll be in a third place game. So definitely, we have all the brackets up on the website, txhsgb.com. A lot of the scores will be posted underneath the brackets over the course of the weekend, so make sure you keep that out. We're gonna bold and italicize the days, so that way you can keep up with the action at home, whether you can have your bracket printed out, or if you just want to keep up track on the website, you can feel free to do so there as well. Again, a reminder, if you're enjoying this podcast, let us know, rate and review us. Let us know how we're doing, what we need to improve on. And then also, recommend this to other people, folks. Let us know how we're doing. And then tell more people about it. Let them know, hey, this guy does a great job covering girls basketball in depth. He goes tournament by tournament, team by team. And I think it's something you'll like. $20 a year gets you access to everything, including this podcast as well. So, we go to out west to El Paso. We're going to talk about Canutillo. This is the 12-team tournament. So, we'll have three matchups in each half of the bracket here. So, again, a lot of these tournaments are consolation. So, some of them, you know, Frisco is a 4-game guarantee. And I believe Austin might be a 2-game guarantee if you lose. Maybe you'll get at least 2 games out of it, potentially 3. It depends on how the tournament's formatted, when it comes to that kind of thing there. So, Canutillo tournaments. And again, if you're a local El Paso basketball fan, this is a tournament for you, because every single team in this tournament is in the El Paso area or surrounding areas. Like Clint Horizon is in this tournament. San Elizario, East Lake, and then everybody else is in El Paso. So the big thing about this tournament, I think, you know, there's no big team you need to look out for. There's no star player, I don't think, in this tournament here. So if you want to grab a good measuring stick upon who's going to be good in El Paso, this is a good tournament to start out with, you know. So Cantillo is facing El Paso Austin. Clint is facing against El Paso Da Vinci. El Paso Sleda against El Paso Montwood. Del Valle against Chapin. San Elizario against East Lake. And then Clint Horizon against El Paso Franklin. So the big teams you'll probably keep an eye out on is in the bottom half of the bracket. El Paso Franklin playing so far so good. San Elizario. San Elizario's been making some deep runs in the 4A ranks in El Paso. And it comes to El Paso 4A standards, because they have that tough bi-district matchup and against teams from the Permian Basin there, and they sometimes lose out. But the best team that I think will advance in that bi-district matchup is San Elizario. So keep an eye out for San Elizario potentially make a deep run. El Paso Chapin's playing really good basketball at the moment, and I do think they have a shot to make it to the championship game of this tournament here as well. Same thing for El Paso Franklin. The winner between Clint Horizon or El Paso Franklin and Isleta and Montwood automatically go to the semifinals. So they'll be awaiting the winners of Del Valle Chapin and San Lazaro and Eastlake. And the people get confused whenever I said that. It's like, the winners of? It's like, yeah. It's that kind of bracket. So again, a reminder, the bracket, all the brackets that we are talking about are on the website, txhgb.com, to let you guys know about all these tournaments here as well. So, how about we go down south to South Texas here? Actually, no, we're going to go to East Texas, y'all. So, Mount Vernon is hosting a tournament this weekend. So, we're talking about teams like Cattle Mills, Gilmer, of course, Mount Vernon, Paris as well, and McLeod, Mineola, also taking part in this tournament as well. So, big teams you should probably keep your eye out here. Mount Vernon, they're going to be a little bit down, but they're still going to be well coached with Brad Floyd here at the helm. Gilmer, I do think will be pretty salty this year in 4A, in 15-4A. I think they might have a pretty good shot to potentially win this tournament here as well. Cattle Mills, I think, will probably be a sleeper between Cattle Mills and Mineola, I think, as well. And then Paris and McLeod, I think, might struggle. But the reason why you get better is because you play good teams. And I do think Paris and McLeod will get better each and every game as this tournament progresses as well. And as well as DeKalb. DeKalb's in this tournament. I think they surprised a lot of folks in what they did last year as well. So keep an eye out for DeKalb this year as well. We are now going to South Texas. A round robin tournament. Six teams with the likes of Pleasanton. So Pleasanton is the host of this tournament. The Brush Country Classic. That's a cool name, man. Very good name. So Pleasanton, Poteet, Jordanton, Uvalde, and Bandera. All a part of this tournament here as well. So keep an eye out for Uvalde. Keep an eye out for them as they're going to, I think they might be a sleeper in this tournament as well. And Jordanton as well. Jordanton might be making a little bit of noise as well. But I think the main team you should probably have your eyes on is Pleasanton. Pleasanton usually does really salt. They usually do pretty good in non-district, but they always face tough competition when it comes to district as well. But hopefully this year, Pleasanton will have a little bit better experience in district play this year. But this kind of starts with the tournament as well. So not a bad tournament if you're a South Texas hoops basketball fan. Pleasanton is the place to be for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday's a short day. So the last game for Saturday starts at 12. So that tournament will be done early. So make sure to head to Pleasanton before 12 there for sure. And then finally, we are talking about Houston in this tournament in this podcast, where it's a big tournament. This is a really big tournament. The Baytown Lady Gander Tip-Off Classic. You know, I had to ask on Twitter. I had to make a call. Like, this is a big tournament, and I don't want to miss out on a big tournament like this. And surely enough, Coach, we had a coach. The coach out at Fulshear, her name escapes me at the moment. As I look this up for you guys on live. So, Coach Brown over at Fulshear, she emailed me the bracket. And I can't thank her enough to send this over to me. But the Lady Gander Tip-Off Classic being hosted by Baytown, Lee. So, it's divided up into three divisions. So, the Goose Creek division has 10 teams. The Pelly division also has eight teams. And then the Baytown division, and this is the big one, has 11 teams. You have to think about it. And look, it's formatted as a 12-team bracket, but technically there's 11. So the winner of Game 3, which the Game 3 is Dolby and Spring Westfield, the winner of that game goes to the Baytown division. So the Baytown division is where it's at. You got South Oak Cliff, Beaumont United, Jersey Village, DeSoto, Richmond Foster, Plano East, Hebron, Hardin, Jefferson. So that's kind of confusing. So I know Hardin Jefferson is in Austin. So I'm pretty sure this is the JV. And then Brian Rutter, also in this tournament. Brian Rutter under new head coach Carla Calhoun. First tournament with Rutter this year as well. So we're going to go division by division here and hit some big teams you need to keep an eye out for. And this is our first time looking at this bracket in depth. So bear with us here for a minute. So some good teams you're probably keeping out for in this tournament. Silsby's Athletic, and they have some pretty good solid depth this year, in my opinion. Keep an eye out for them. So Silsby Athleticism, I think, will keep them in games, especially this weekend. You know, they open up with Houston Westside, also, who is no slouch, and Houston ISD. They're going to be really good. They're usually pretty salty as well. Silsby, who's receiving votes in our poll, who potentially could be making the breakthrough in the top 25, you know, pending how they do in this tournament. So let's definitely highlight that as, you know, probably this could be a point to where they could be ranked in this tournament. So Silsby, we'll keep an eye out for them as for sure. LaPorte, I'll let you guys know now, LaPorte is good. And a lot of folks in Houston, we have a lot of followers from Houston. Go to a LaPorte game. I'll tell you that again. Go to a LaPorte game. They are athletic. They can shoot the ball really well. You know, they are balanced scoring attack that I think that, you know, it's not getting a whole lot of love. And I think if they do good at this tournament, they're going to be making a statement this weekend. They open up with Fulshear, and Fulshear not a bad 5A program at the moment. Right now, we have Fulshear inside our regional rankings at number 7. You know, they just missed out on being regionally ranked, but this is a big game in terms of regional rankings, 6 and 7. So regionally ranked 6 in 5A Region 3, and then regionally ranked 7th in the same region. So a very, very big data point for us when it comes to this game. So we're going to keep an eye out for this game. It's going to be really good. Really good game to keep an eye out for as well. Then Cypress Springs and South San Antonio. It should be a decent game, I think. I like Cypress Springs in this one. And then Pasadena and Baytown Sterling as well. So definitely a The top half, I think it looks like it's going to be more prestigious, in my opinion. But definitely keep an eye out for the Port, in my opinion, in the Goose Creek Division. We go to the Pelly Division. So again, eight teams from this tournament bracket here. So it's formatted a little bit weird here. So everything's all one tournament, but teams can flip-flop. They could switch divisions, if that makes sense. So the loser of Huntsville George Rance faces the loser from Game 10. Game 10 is Pasadena and Baytown Sterling. So whoever wins gets to go to another division. Loses that game gets to go to another division. Have fun. So this is kind of a crazy tournament here. So this division features, as we mentioned, between outside of Huntsville and George Rance, Booter Johnson, Cy Ranch, Houston Episcopal, Fort Bend Austin, Galena Park, and Baytown Lee. So, and this is, you know, it's not the strongest outside between these three divisions. You know, I think this one's at the bottom. Not to knock on everybody, you know, Cypress Ranch is in this division. I think they're still going to be pretty good. And I do think they are the favorite in this division to claim it all here. But keep an eye out for Booter Johnson, though. This is that Cy Ranch Booter Johnson game. It's going to be big in this bracket to where this is a point to where, you know, whoever wins that game could potentially be in the championship game of either side. Whoever loses, same thing for whoever loses, you know, they could be in a consolation championship as well. So keep an eye out for this game in the Pelly division there. And then the Baytown division, the big one. This is the main platter, the main dish. This is the dinner. So Southfield Cliffs has been playing good. You know, they got the split in there. They got 1-1. They went 1-1 in their shootout. Now Beaumont United. So here's some news. Not people don't know this. So Beaumont United's Princess Anderson did not play on Tuesday. You know, there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of chit chat about that, and people are like, well, why she's not playing? You know, she's healthy, she's fine. So she was in street clothes. So as soon as we know more information about that, we'll let you guys know. But right now, looks like Princess Anderson might not play. So we're hoping that she does, but right now it's not looking like it so far right now. And of course, Jersey Village, you know, they lose a lot from last year. You know, they're a new look, a little bit of a new look team, but Coach Patricia Lewandowski is gonna be having them ready for this tournament. Now, sort of Richard Foster, if we even saw this matchup last year, it'd have been a good one, really good one. But DeSoto, I think it will be a DeSoto, I think, is the favorite in this bracket. Now, we could potentially see DeSoto and Plano East in the semifinal. Tasty. Really tasty. Now, Plano East have to deal with Dickinson in the first round there. So, Dickinson's improving, guys. Dickinson's improving. They are taking baby steps. They're going up the stairs right now, and they're in the middle of the staircase. Right now, they're going up. They're trending in the upward direction. I do like Dickinson, though, improving. No, Hebron facing Cy Lakes. No. So definitely keep an eye out for that one. I do like Hebron. Keep an eye out for Lakes, though. I do think they can make some make them they can really make the bracket open up a bit as well. Then, as mentioned, Hardin Jefferson, their varsity's at Austin, but I'm pretty sure this is the JV. This is the JV squad, as they face Brian Rutter. Brian Rutter's gonna be a little bit young. Give him time to grow, and I think they'll be just fine. And then South Oak Cliff, the winner will face away South Oak Cliff. there as well. So keep an eye out for this tournament. You know, it's not a bad tournament overall, and they have some really good teams. Just, you know, at times you gotta squint and find them. But if you want the main dish, the main course, the whole nine yards, you need to go to the Baytown Division. So the Baytown Division games are all early. So except with the exception of Hebron and Cy Lakes. So Hebron and Cy Lakes is at 2. DeSoto's at 11 a.m. Rudder and Hardin Jefferson's at 12:30. And then, of course, Dickinson Plano East is at 9:30. So if you're an early bird gets the worm. There's that for you. So, and there is your week one tournament preview, guys. We did it. So there is your week one tournament preview from us at txhgb.com. Again, all weekend long, we'll have you covered with tournaments from across the state. We're definitely getting you guys ready for the weekend. And definitely we broke down every single tournament, you know, highlighting key games you probably keep an eye out for and teams you should probably pay attention to over the course of the weekend. Scoreboards be updated all across the websites, txhgb.com. Look for in-season tournaments, November 11th to the 13th, and that link will take you directly to all the tournaments from across the state as well. We are featuring Austin Bowie this weekend, so there's a big hub for Austin Bowie. So check that out. Under the tournaments page, there's a link to the page, and it'll send you directly to the hub for Austin Bowie. So without further ado, guys, appreciate you guys tuning in to us on this Thursday morning. Whether you're listening to us on the road, or if you're catching breakfast at the hotel room, or if you're just trying to find a way to, you know, you're at a tournament and your game's in a blowout and trying to figure out what other tournaments are happening, it's a good way to get distracted and get deeded away from other things. So again, I'm your host, Nick Alvarado. Appreciate you guys listening in here. And again, reminder, tell a friend, recommend us, tell us to subscribe. You know, look at this kind of content on the website as well. There, so that'll do it for us. And without further ado, guys, that'll do it for us. And we hope to see you guys in Austin.